talking about anyways? I have no clue what we're even talking about anyways, but stay tuned and find out. Hey, what are we talking about anyways?
Hello, my good people. And thank you very much again for joining me on another wonderful, fantabulous episode of the What Are We Even Talking About Anyways podcast. Today, what we're talking about is centering yourself. The idea of centering yourself came to me when I was going through... that kind of sounded like I made a farting noise when I say going through. I don't even know how I did that, but it sounded like a farting noise. Like, rewind that a little bit. You can probably catch it. But I thought that was funny. But when I was going through my week last week, and I kind of felt like I was really having a rough go when it came to the things that I was experiencing and the things that I was dealing with. And it kind of made me feel like I wasn't myself with the way that I was responding to these things that were happening to me. And I didn't like that idea, right? I am not a person who likes the idea of not being able to be in control to the best of my abilities, at least, right, of the things that I can control. Like, the things that you can't control, fine, right? Those are the things that life throws at us from time to time. But definitely there are certain things, right, that are within your own control that sometimes you react to and you don't really think it through, maybe because your emotions are very high, or maybe you're just not in that right frame of mind, right, to kind of like be like, oh shit, this is totally either out of character, or maybe this isn't the way that I would like to respond to this, right? And there could be many reasons as to why you may feel that way, right? For me personally, I am trying to be on this journey in life, right, of love and light, and also trying to be the best version of myself that I can be, so that way I'm authentic when I'm trying to help other people, you know, deal with their issues and have the best outlook that I can, right? Without being one of those people who just talk about it, but they're not really about it, right? We all know those people. The worst kind of people. Oh my gosh. But you're not really about it. She's not really. Sorry for judging. It's just really annoying, isn't it? Because we all know those people. Okay. So anyways, right, I felt like I needed to take myself, right, away from that situation, or maybe the certain situations as a whole, right? And just kind of pull back and sit with myself, right? Because I have this process where if things are happening to me, right, I do a lot of self-reflection, right? Because I believe like self-reflection is the key to growth in a lot of things. And a lot of people seem to like not realize that sometimes. But if you really are able, right, to be very frank with yourself, right, and look at how you're responding to certain situations, people, things in general, right, you can often assess that maybe there's certain things that you didn't like about the situation or how you handled yourself, right? And you kind of do this self-reflection thing to kind of just, you know, give yourself that tough love per se, maybe tough love, or maybe just like give yourself that, I don't know what the best way to say this, right? Like, just give yourself that talk, you know, that talk, for a lack of a better word, right, where you just have it with yourself, where you're kind of like, you know, there's definitely a better way we could have handled this. And, you know, going forward, we're definitely going to try to handle things better. And, you know, I have a lot of those with myself, right, like myself, with myself, right, but I guess myself in this situation, because, like, you know, it's two of us talking to each other back and forth. I really felt like that's why this episode this week was very important for me, right? It was just an episode that I just wanted to talk and just say, like, if you're in one of these situations in life, right, where you make a choice, or maybe you make a decision and it doesn't sit well with you, right, you're always the master of your own decisions, okay? You're always the master of your own life, albeit like, you know, when you have no control, right? Those are things that are out of your control. But the things you can definitely control, right? When it comes to self-improvement, you know, self-reflection, those type of things, how you govern yourself, you know, how you respond to things and whatever, right? Those things are something that are within your control, right? And I love this thing that I heard from my fellow manifestor, right? Mike Tyson, because I think he say that any situation, right, that controls you or that takes away power from you really owns you more than you might think you own it, right, by reacting within that situation, right? So if you become a master of being able to realize that in any situation that you're in, right, you are the one that's responsible for the way you react and nothing else has that power over you, right? And you can master those reactions, right? You will be the master of your own self. And that's very important. That idea to me is very important, right? Because I'm all about growth and I'm all about trying to be the best version of myself that I can be. So if you're having, you know, one of those days, weeks, years, months, whatever it may be, right, where you're someone that maybe you might feel like, you know, you don't know how to self-reflect, but you're not really happy with the decisions that you make, or maybe you don't know how to kind of do that, or maybe you're constantly caught up in a lot of chaotic things, right? I want to tell you to just take that step back, right? Because taking that step back, recognizing and being aware is definitely one of the very first major keys in being able to do that, right? So once you recognize that, you're already winning. So now from recognizing that, right, it's time for you to take that step back, right, and assess whatever situation it is that you're in, right? And then start self-reflecting, self-evaluating, seeing how you maybe could have handled it better or seeing how you can handle it better going forward, and maybe just, you know, taking some time to yourself, right, to kind of just center yourself and get back to that place that belongs to you, where you're you at your purest form, right? And you're able to be at peace and just be able to just kind of like look at things from a place where you're not angry, or a place where you're not letting your emotions get the best of you, or anyone else get the best of you, or any of your situations get the best of you, right? And you just kind of come back to that place of calm. So that's what this episode was about this week, you know, and I hope that it can help, you know, whoever's listening who might feel like they are in that situation, you know, or maybe they're prone to getting into those kinds of situations, right? You're always the master of your own destiny, and moving forward, you can always 100% do things better, right? And if you're striving for that better version of yourself, like I constantly do, right, you can do this. And as it becomes a habit and as it becomes something, right, you'll start seeing that you'll start getting a lot of peace, right, by just being able to look at certain situations and evaluating them for what they are and really, you know, just giving yourself that talking to, you know what I'm trying to say, where you just talk to yourself about it and talk yourself through it. And then also you might want to take time away from things, right, to just kind of center yourself and get back to, you know, wherever it is that you feel you need to get back to be able to perform at your, you know, at your you form, you know what I'm trying to say. So that's pretty much it, I think. At the risk of obviously always rambling on, right? I'm gonna let the outro play now. Peace! Well, I feel like I've rambled on enough for this podcast episode. You know, I really hope you guys got some gems from the stuff that I was talking about, and I really hope that you were also able to laugh. Thank you very much, you know, for tuning in. So until next time, when I get to talk to all of you beautiful people, peace. Oh, yeah. And don't forget to follow the podcast Instagram at WAWETA8.